Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so glad to be here today. Starts my Friday off, and I hope everyone has some great plans for the weekend. It's spring now, and you know, it's just gorgeous and beautiful sunny days and spring and flowers and colors. And I was walking yesterday in the sunshine, and it just gives me joy. You know, when I walk around and when it's spring and new life is coming up, it's just, I hope you all are enjoying your spring as well. I have a guest today. Her name is Ariana, and she was born and raised in Tokyo, Japan. And she moved to the United States when she was 18 to attend the University of Southern California. And then with her ex-husband, she built a multi-million-dollar furniture business from scratch. After a series of revelations through meditation and with the help of psychics and healers, Ariana connected with her life's purpose. So she quit her position as the president of the furniture company. And then with the help of her cosmic family, which I'm sure she'll share with us about, she's become a healer and a consultant, lives in LA, has two children, and you can check out her website at astarchild.com. And she's the author, she has a brand new book out this month called Light Atonement. And it takes readers on a spiritual journey and describes her transition from life as a wife, mother, and successful entrepreneur to a spiritual traveler. So welcome, Ariana.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your background. And I know in reading your book, you had a desire at a very young age to live in the United States, to not live in Japan.
Correct.
And I would love for you to share, you know, how that impacted you growing up in a Japanese culture, which is, you know, so different, as you know, than an American culture.
Yes. Living in Japan growing up there was quite an interesting experience. I explained that in my book as well. But it's a lot of contradictory, you know, it's spiritually, I mean, religiously confused. However, they have many good qualities. For example, family ties, respect for elders, and also like working for the goodness of everybody, meaning, you know, individuality is less important than the mass or the whole. So that was very different coming to U.S.
Yes, and so how was it, you know, because I can imagine that was a big culture shock at 18. Mm-hmm. How was it for you adapting to a U.S. culture?
Well, it was quite difficult at the beginning, especially everybody asks you when you're 18, they ask you, what do you think? What's your opinion? And, you know, everybody here have opinions about everything. And growing up in Japan, nobody asks you, what do you feel or what do you think? We were more like, you know, receptive and not really going out to talk about things. So that was a major difference.
Yes, and also in relationships. I mean, you married an American at first, and the role of a wife, a mother in Japan is quite different than here.
Correct. Well, role of, you know, mother over there is more like really dedicating their lives to the children and the husband, and it's kind of expected of that.
Yeah, and you had a desire to. I mean, there must have been a pull to leave that expectation of what, you know, what it was expected in the Japanese culture as a woman, what was expected of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was very interesting because I was a mother, but at the same time, I was running the business. You know, my ex-husband and I started the business together. So I was, you know, not just a mother, but you know, as the owner of the big company, that, you know, I had multiple tasks that I had to go through, and, you know, just, you know, you cannot just be a mother and, you know, you just go through the day different, doing different tasks, and you, your commitment, your expectations are different. So that was a very, I think it was a good experience. I experienced that when I was young.
Well, and then you've had a shift, and I'd love for you to talk about that. And one of the things is, you know, switching from being an entrepreneur, you know, president of this furniture company, and then becoming what you now are, a channeler and a healer. Did you have any foreknowledge that that would, when you were growing up, did you have any sense of that in your life, that that's what you would be called to do?
Not at all. I mean, my dream growing up was becoming a businesswoman traveling around the world. So in a way, I accomplished that by coming here and starting my own business. And but when I had everything I thought I wanted, which was the business, success, material things, children, they all gave me satisfaction, but still something was missing, and I needed to find it. I just couldn't not go there to look for it.
So do you have a sense of a major, like an aha moment when you realized you needed to change your life? And sometimes it's helpful to hear our stories for other people to hear your story, because they can relate to it and go, oh, there's something, you know, I can relate to.
Yes. The two events which really changed my my life, the first event was I went to a personal growth retreat called Hoffman Institute. It is an 8-day program in Napa. We go through all of our emotions. Their belief is everything we learn to do, we learn from our parents. So we identify what we learned and we disconnect from them and become whole. So there I learned for the first time, I connected with my emotions. Now, coming from Japanese culture, we're very detached with our feelings. And over there, I got connected to my feelings, and I felt, oh, my goodness, people do feel as much as I do now. You know, it was a quite experience. There also, I learned for the first time the true meaning of forgiveness and unconditional love. So from that moment, I was just a changed person, because I could love myself and others without any expectation or attachment. So that really was a big difference in my life. And another event which really changed my life was going through meditation retreat. I was born and raised in Japan, but I wasn't really introduced to the practices of Buddhism. So when I first, when I came here and with my friend introduced me to Vipassana Buddhism, I jumped on and went to 11-day silent meditation retreat. And there I got connected with my soul, where sitting quietly, sitting in silence, I realized everything I was looking for was inside of myself, the peace, happiness, just everything I was looking for. And that moment was really the beginning of my spiritual journey. It never stopped since then.
Yes. Yeah. And meditation is it can be a gateway to that. And you've certainly made use of that. So, and then you've written your story in your book, and it's called The Light Atonement. And what does that mean for you?
Well, Light Atonement, actually the title was given to me by my star family from seventh dimension. Where they come from, everything is done by light and light frequencies. So Light Atonement means fixing the problem on the planet and reversing the things we have done through the light energy.
And is there certain ways of doing that? You make
use of light energy can be just our intentions, how we're going to make a difference, or, you know, small things we do, but those things make the biggest difference.
Small things such as what?
Such as just committing to be kind, committing to take care of oneself, committed to, you know, do something nice for somebody every day. You know, those small steps are what's needed right now.
Yeah, that I'm aware of that sense of kindness of, you know, for us to be like to go through our day and be aware of how we could be kind. We spend so much, you know, so much of our energy is in a sense wasted on And, you know, the thoughts that go through our minds, our judgments and everything. And if we were just to remember, you know, like maybe write in our palm, you know, be kind today, to remember that would be great. And I want to talk to you too, have you talk about so this in meeting your star family, that came about through you going to, besides many, many steps of getting there, of working with other healers and people, was going to Mount Shasta.
Correct. When I first went to Mount Shasta, which was about 4 years ago, I was meditating deeply. And I went through some ocean and went into the spaceship. And trust me, this sounds out of this world, but, you know, I come from a very, you know, business background, was educated. I was very logical mind, but I was actually traveling through space and was in a spaceship. And there, I met these families. They look like aliens. They came to me and said, I'm your family. And at that moment, I didn't know that is what they're saying is true.
I lost a word that you didn't know if that was true, and that, or you did know.
They are saying is true because I felt it in my heart, but I didn't know the true meaning of what it was at that point.
Mm-hmm. And so, was there a recognition for you, or was it just a recognition of, you know, there's ways that we recognize when truth is spoken to us, you know, when we get shivers or.
Yeah, my heart got so warm, and, you know, my tears just came running down. So I knew that was true.
And are you in communication with them still?
Yes,
all the time? Do you feel their presence, or how do you communicate with them?
Actually, about 2 years ago, so a couple of years after my encounter, they through me. I started to channel them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back and talk more about that. This is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll return and talk with Ariana.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Well, welcome back. I'm Chris Stainis, and you're on listening to Voices of Women, and we've been chatting with Ariana. She's the author of her new book, Light Atonement. We were just talking about her experience on Mount Shasta and meeting her, what she calls her light family. So one of the things I want to ask you, Ariana, is, you know, because you talked about meeting these, you know, being on a spaceship and meeting aliens, how does that sit with, you know, how do you deal with people who are skeptics about that, because it is kind of even still far out there to.
I completely agree with you. And I would be one of them who would say, oh, my gosh, he must be just making it up, because, you know, it's hard to explain stuff like that. However, I am a very logical person, educated, you know, business background. So people around me, when I first started to speak the light language or channel them, they knew that I'm telling the truth, even though what they heard, like, they couldn't really understand or believe. So that, to me, was, I guess it's encouraging in a way, because I have already accomplished something. So, I mean, there is no need for me to come out and do something this silly unless it's real. So that's one part. And the other part is, you know, even though I feel, you know, it's scary to come out with something like this, like channeling, but there is a big message I need to bring out. And this is my life purpose. And I couldn't just not do what I have to do.
Mm-hmm. And so how have this, what you call your light family, how have they... were they part of awakening you to your light? Because you just mentioned your life purpose. Are you bringing their message, or is it your message of what you know to be true?
Both. They come out and speak, so they can bring down their messages as well as some information and messages that which are not available on this earth right now. They could bring them from the seventh dimension and other dimensions as well. And another thing is, I have connected through their help and also my through my spiritual journey, just all my past connections to, you know, everything that I have learned in many past lives to this lifetime and my star lineage, I have connected to the information and wisdom and knowledge that is of just anywhere on this universe. And that was happening to me for spiritual growth for the last 4 years. It was a very intense 4 years of just remembering and opening up more and receiving and, you know, sending. And so that having that experience that I know this is real because I went through so much to get to where I am today.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned, did you say seven dimensions?
Seventh dimension, mm-hmm.
And so describe that for the audience. Okay, you know, many people may not even be aware of what you're talking about.
Sure. So my staff family say they're from seventh dimension. So seventh dimension is the last dimension where there is still physical embodiment still exists. I mean, above seventh dimension, the eighth dimension, it's everything is one. So they don't have individuality. But then seventh dimension is so close to the eighth dimension or above that, you know, one can just imagine something and they can transform into that body. So it's not like here. Everything is dense and we have a physical, you know, physical body and time. It's over there. It's not like that.
So it doesn't sound like they're then are from another planet. I mean, we talk, you know, there's this big talk of, Is there life on other planets, and what would that look like if there was? And I've been reading, there's more and more evidence of there's so many galaxies and universes out there. There must be other, you know, places that have similar conditions on the planets for there to be life. Mm-hmm. And so, but when you're talking about dimensions, it almost sounds, especially that eighth dimension where everything is one and it's not physical. So do you have a sense that they, your family, are from an actual place, or is it a state of being?
It's both in a way. I mean, they do have a planet where they call them home, and, you know, they do have family, and they, you know, it's for that it's somehow similar to the Earth, but at the same time, they can travel through different dimensions. They can change their appearances, and, you know, they can be here with me, so...
And how are they here with you? How do they come to you?
Actually, they can speak through me anytime. I let them. Let's put it that way. But they are here with me all the time. So.
But not. I'm gathering what you're saying. But not in physicality.
It's like not physicality. No.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
they
you feel
physical.
Them. You experience them.
Yeah. Dense. Yeah.
It's more
mm-hmm.
energy. The energy of them.
Correct. Correct.
Well, so let's talk about this a little more. This light family. And how it is that you communicate with each other. There's a light language, I believe, that you talk
Correct.
About.
Yeah, I call it light language because when I let channel them, when I let them speak, the language carries the light and frequency and energy, and it penetrates the people who listen. You just don't hear it just by the ear. But you just feel it in your energetic field. That's why I call it light language. And when they speak in different layers. So it's very complex. It's not like English or Japanese, that we speak. Just it's flat and, doesn't carry messages. It carries meaning, but it doesn't carry necessarily the message.
So you and I think I read in your book, you talked about this, it's almost like a ringing in your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like an electrical pulse or something that, and I would imagine then you would have to transcribe this light language into wording to be able to
bring the message.
Bring the message.
For Earth people. Yeah. So if people are interested, they can go to my website or go to YouTube, and I have some, videos where people can listen to actual light language. And I do have some healing and activations where people can listen to and receive. So please welcome to do that. As for translation, I have a couple people right this moment who can translate this language. One of them being my mentor and best friend, Kyle Matthews. And he has been a clairvoyant and a psychic for over 30 years on this earth. And when I first started to speak the language, we were both like, okay, how do we understand this? But slowly, with his angels helping him, that he started to understand, and they could communicate. So when I speak, he can translate that into English.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the a typical message that they give you, or an example of something that has been really profound for you that they have passed on to you?
Oh, they can talk about everything, to what is going to happen to me that day, to the future, to the Earth, to, what had happened in other planets. I mean, they like to talk, and they're quite funny, actually. So, it's quite an honor to me to be able to bring them in and ask about anything. And that's why I want to use this information to help the humanity and Earth. So they are basically here to bring the messages from, different dimensions so that, we can go to the right direction.
Yeah, and so I'm curious, and I imagine other people too, when you talk about, they bring messages from other planets.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening in other planets? And I'm, that sort of piqued my interest. What kind of message do you get from them about other planets?
Well, actually, we don't really talk about other planet, but they have told me, Kyle, that there are many planets that who went into destructive ways, and they actually are destroyed by the people's ego and greed. And, there are many of those they have seen, and they do not want to see that on this earth. So, that's basically why they are here. They want to change the course of where we are going so that we can have, happier, healthier relationship with the Earth. And, we could change the course to make it better, to make the lives of all humans better. So,
mm-hmm. And, there's a lot of talk in Save Our Planet. There's so much going on. We're very well aware of the environment, mm-hmm. All the talk of global warming and what's happening, and a lot of... I was just watching a show last night. They're showing how the starfish are affected by just the little raise of temperature in the oceans. there's a virus going on, and it's in here in the Northwest. And they're setting up, and it's even, they have had hoped it would be okay up in Alaska where the waters are cooler, and they're finding it starting to show up there too. And, you know, that's just one thing, starfish, but it's happening in many places. And I know it's a concern, and it's this thing that you're talking about is turning, you know, how do we turn that around? And are they giving you any information like that of how we can, you know, having seen other planets be destroyed, and it sounds like they're saying we could be going down this path. How are they sharing how we could avoid that path?
First thing is they're sharing us that Earth is ready to make a difference. Now make it, you know, we are ready because we are technologically ready and people are ready ever than before that we can't do this now. I mean, 20 years ago or 10 years ago, it wasn't the same, that we didn't have enough technology or that help from the cosmic wasn't there 10 years ago. But now, you know, enough people are waking up and, you know, be able to have the ability to change the whole universe.
Mm-hmm. And so it's really about waking up and...
Mm-hmm. And they're basically really saying that we don't have to, you know, make the biggest difference to start. They're basically telling us to just start from yourself. You know, everything, all the changes starts from you. So we have to connect it to our heart. We have to follow our heart. We have to trust ourselves. And we have to make the right decisions.
Yeah, so true. Well, we're going to take another break. This is Voices of Women, and we'll come back shortly and talk more with Ariana.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
It's the April Spring Savings Event right now at Central Auto Group, CT.com, your number one buying destination. The home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Get a free bike with a purchase of any new Volkswagen during the month of April. Drive away a 2015 Ford Fusion, Mazda 6, Hyundai Elantra, or Volkswagen Passat for $129 per month. We guarantee to beat any other dealer, pay you $2,000. Central Auto Group, CT.com has over 600 cars to choose from. Open 7 days a week. Come visit the used car dugout with a huge selection of used vehicles from $1,000 to $5,000. Central Auto Group, CT.com provides outstanding service after the sale with free loan of cars, multi-point inspections, and extended hours. Five reasons, one destination, Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and pre-owned. Remember, at Central Auto Group, CT.com, it's no gimmicks. We want to sell you a car for the lowest price. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, Central Auto Group, CT.com.
Central Auto Group.
See dealer for details.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we've been chatting with Ariana, author of Light Atonement. We've been talking about her experience with her star family and having a communication with she calls it a light language. So how, let's talk about, you know, so you found your star family. Does everyone have a star family? And how can people connect with their star family?
Well, when I asked them that question, they said very few people on the earth have star lineage. So, you know, it's not necessarily you need to have one, or it's better to have a star family. But what's most important is you connect with your, you know, why you are here, what you want to do on this earth. Because even us who have star family or star lineage, we are here to live as a human and to make a contribution as a human. That is our purpose. So, you know, that would be the, what we need to do is each one of us to go in and look for what we are going to here to do.
Mm-hmm. And you do that, and you teach about in your book too, about going in meditation and really learning about what's your purpose, what's your gift, you know, and you have exercises in your book for people to write down. And I think, I mean, it's one of my things too, of leading people to discover, as we do at Women of Wisdom, you know, discover your gifts and to take the opportunity to share them, because that's what you're here for. So one of the things in your book that you describe finding a spiritual being who is your soulmate. And so tell us about that experience, or, you know, finding a soulmate that's a spiritual being, and what that's about and what it's like.
I guess, you know, many of us come here and we have, you know, different people have different, you know, number of soulmates. But, you know, soulmates are the people that you have, you know, have a contract, or you have spent other lifetime together. And before we come here, we have a contract with them to do certain role for each other. So, you know, it's wonderful if you are a partner, suppose, you know, it happened to be soulmate, then you have more of a connection from different lifetime and different past than just on this lifetime. And there are different, you know, types of, you know, soulmates. There is what's called twin flames and, you know, twin souls, and you know, those are like more of a connection into that soulmate. So, you know, I'm sure everybody has experience when you met somebody for the first time, you feel like, oh my God, I think I know this person for, you know, all of your life. And those are the soulmates. And they are most likely, you know, you have passed with them, and you have some purpose that, you know, that you are going to do on this earth. That's why they are in your life.
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't mean that you're to be married to them. I mean, I have recognized people where, you know, and you sort of feel this love, and you feel this connection, like, oh, should I be with this person or what? And yet it's not that. It's just after a while you realize, like, oh, you recognized them. There's a connection.
Correct. Yeah. And also there is a lesson. I mean, I was told that, you know, we come here to do certain amount of lessons. And those star families, or not, sorry, star family, the soul mate would help you learn your lesson. So the soul mate could be the bully at the school, you know, but that they have a contract saying, you know what, I'm going to bully you, but you're going to learn this lesson. So, you know, it's not always that, you know, love of your life or the mother who takes care of you. It could be something that you have to face, you know, in this life, which are uncomfortable. But that is also a soul mate as well.
Well, and getting back to, for you, a spiritual being, is there a spiritual being in your light family that is your soulmate, and what that experience is?
Well, I haven't met my soulmate who is actually, well, I have dated a couple of soulmates in this life, and I could see why they were in my life and what I learned. But I haven't really connected to the one that I'm going to work in the future. So I'm still waiting.
Oh, I guess I was thinking from your book and things that there would have been somebody from your light family, not physically
correct.
Here.
Actually,
but...
yeah. Mm-hmm. I was told he's here on this earth and we are going to connect and we're going to work together. Mm-hmm. So, but then you and me both know we do not have, you know, control over a certain time and event. So each one of us has to do our best and the time will come when that will happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there is that, and there's so much, there's that desire that you get the books like Meet Your Soulmate, and sometimes it's a bit overdone of like, you're not living, you're really not living your life, or you're not that sort of desperation of I've got to find my soulmate, and mm-hmm. and perhaps that's, you know, I'm just curious your sense of about that from the messages you get.
Yeah, so, you know, yes, we all want, you know, certain things in life, and especially your partner who is a soulmate or who you want to spend, you know, your life with is very important. But the time that you cannot live in the future as much as you cannot live in the past. So the best thing you can do is your daily life fully every day, and everything will unfold for you. So I think it's more of like it's okay to anticipate and wanting something because that is that intention can create, you know, but don't attach to it too much where you get lost. Like I won't be happy until like he shows up or, you know, stuff like that, because that is an illusion as well. You know, you can be happy and have a full life right now without him, but when he shows up, then you're ready and it's going to get better. So.
Mm-hmm. And you could be missing out on, well, I mean, more importantly, it is to discover what your gifts are and sharing your gifts with the world than worrying mm-hmm. about, you know, there. And there's that desire to have a, you know, have a partner, you know, someone to live with and not be isolated and alone. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that's, and you talk about in your book of we're letting that rule us of that fear of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes being alone is the right place to be because
you know, for all of my life, I had a partner. I was married for 12 years, and I had a partner for another 6-7 years. And I had a great time. I believe in having a partner in life, and that's, you know, just sharing your life with somebody is, I think, beautiful. And as humans, we are very lucky ones that we could have physical love. We could really, you know, just create such a beauty by loving somebody. But at the same time, if it's not the right relationship, that you could spend a lot of your energy or time or things into things which shouldn't be spent. So like for me, if I were in my previous relationship, I think I was basically everything to the other person, which is I was a mother, therapist, best friend, caretaker. I was lost in that relationship, and I realized in order for me to go through my spiritual growth, I needed to be alone, and I needed to have my own time, and it was very scary. I mean, I was about age 40, a little bit before. Actually, I was at 40, and that was the first time in my life I was ever alone, and, you know, it was unknown, and it was very scary, but when I went through it, I realized, wow, I could do this. I don't have to rely on somebody else to make me happy. So that mm-hmm. was a big, big wake-up call for me.
Yeah, an important lesson to share. People need to get, because we can't expect our needs met by others. We have to, you know, take care of ourselves. And a lot of times when you're in a relationship, you have that expectation of they're going to provide all these things that you need, and you're mm-hmm. not going to receive that from just one person, especially if you have that expectation. So, and with your children, so I'm wondering about your relationship, you know, what you've gone through, your changes from going, you know, being a businesswoman to being a channeler, and the energy mm-hmm. work that you do, how that has been with your children.
Well, let's see. My son's indigo children, which is, you know, he was always aware of, you know, spiritual surroundings. You know, he always saw the people's auras and spirits and, you know, stuff like that. So he was definitely more open than to my daughter, which, you know, didn't have much experience with spirituality. But however, I think I kind of went through slowly. It took me like 5 years of deep spiritual, you know, experiences to become who I am. So they have seen a difference a little bit at a time. So if I had gone through one to the other in like a, you know, 3 months, they might have said, "What happened to you, Mom?" But they have seen me and struggle for 4 or 5 years and see me change slowly. So I think that would have helped. But when I first started to speak light language, both my children looked at me and said, "Mom, you better not speak that in front of other people." That was their reaction. So, but now they are used to it, and they see me helping others by using the knowledge and, you know, channeling. And so they're all for whatever I need to do to make a difference.
Oh, that's good. And Indigo Child, so what does that mean?
They're the children who came to Earth remembering parts of who they were, where they come from, or what they have done, or what they're going to do, so they could become leaders in the future if they chose to use their skill.
And how would you, we just have a short time right now before we go to break, but how would you describe and what a child, indigo child, looks like? You know, if somebody had, mother had a child that couldn't understand.
Yeah, it could be, you know, just it could be normal child, but they are more keen to certain things. And I think that what's most important thing is just, you know, not to close down their gift. I mean, they could be, you know, it's scary for the mother because their child is different than you. But just tell them to just, you know what they see is what they see. So, you know, just give them just encouragement to keep going with their own search. And just, you know, instead of telling them not to do it, just say embrace them. That's, I think, the best thing we can do for having children.
Yes, embrace. Okay, so we're going to take another break. This is Christina, so we'll come back and talk more with Ariana.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. We've just been talking with Ariana, the author of Light Atonement, and we were just discussing a little bit about, you know, if you have an indigo child, how to be with them, and so they're very, from what I've learned about them, they're very aware of energies and all that. So one of the things that that I know you write about is these. How some of the issues, the biggest issues that people face today and are overcoming them. And one of the things that you talk about is how our emotions are ruling us and how to get in touch with your emotions, how to be with them and be real and have your heart be connected to your soul. So mm-hmm. What do you tell people to, in order to be able to do that?
I think a lot of people get out of their body, so they're not connected, you know, to their heart. When they say strong emotions come, they just get lost in that. So they really are not in their body, and they really, you know, just even though it's not reality sometimes, that they are in that space of that, may that be fear or, you know, just angry or other things, which just immediately people just get out of their body. So what I teach people to do is just stay in the body, come back inside, because that's what you live. That's what you're living at the present moment. You know, you cannot, as I said, in the past, you cannot live in the past, you cannot live in the future. Only place you can live is, you know, just your body. And the best thing you can do is just throughout the day remembering to take a breath and connect to your heart and just, you know, how the air comes into your body and goes out, because that is exactly the moment you're living and you're in. So, you know, I think that's helpful in many things. If they think you get lost in your thoughts, just it's okay to think. Just go back to your body and just, you know, that thought is not you. So emotion is not you. Emotion is what you're feeling at that moment, that there's a disconnection between the emotion and you. So that's what I, you know, tell people to do.
Yes, and to really, you know, allow yourself to feel what mm-hmm. you are feeling in the moment. Like you say, yeah. People get stuck in the past. We're all in our regrets or blaming ourselves or judging or, you know, just living there in the past versus what's going on right now in this moment. Mm-hmm. You can't go back and change the past. You can start now fresh.
Yeah, and I often say forgiveness is really, really powerful. I mean, forgiveness, you know, you just have to start with you, and then you can forgive others. But that opens up more space in your heart to just do other things, like loving others and stuff like that. They're carrying so much in their body that, you know, they're not having enough space to live at this present moment. So just letting go of that, you know, just letting be lighter, be here, that is a key to living, you know, in the right way.
Being in the moment now and being, and, you know, taking that breath, you know, connecting with our, because like you said, when we're in the past and not really feeling our emotions, you talk about people being out of their bodies, and to get back into your body is one of the best way is to connect with your breath mm-hmm. And sit with yourself, just taking in some deep breaths. And I know I was just, I don't know, was your book or I've interviewed so many people. I think there's a book that's out there about talking about breathing in forth deeply and then holding it and breathing out and it was somebody else's book. Breathing in and when you hold your breath to feel your heartbeat and then keep practicing that and then breathe out and then breathing in and feeling the butt, your blood coursing through your body, feeling your, you know, your heart really moving that blood through your body and then breathing out and just really connecting, which I would see could really connect you with your body. Mm-hmm. You know, connecting with your heartbeat is such a good way to really be aware of your physicality, and I know in this person is to create wordlessness, to be in stillness, and that's a great place to be for meditation or coming to that place of forgiveness, like you say. It's so hard mm-hmm. for us, I think, especially in our Western culture, to forgive, which,
correct.
And you mentioned it, forgive ourselves is even the hardest thing.
Mm-hmm. And we get so busy that, you know, we do not take time for ourselves. So, you know, there are a few, you know, things like that, that I write blog each week, and that's the whole blog title is, you know, Journey to Wholeness. So each week I talk about certain things to, like, so people can just let go of the burden they're carrying, or, you know, just remembering who we are. And just going back to just who we are, because we came home, we are born as whole and happy and full, but we forget as we grow up and we learn different, you know, techniques from different people. And all we want to do is just remembering where we are. So,
yeah. So, and you mentioned your blog. And so what are some of the things that you can do for people who are interested in exploring these issues that you're talking about? How can they reach you? What are things that you do for people?
I do consultations. I do business consultations. I do private consultations. I bring down my staff family, and they could bring, you know, solutions for things which people are seeking. Those are one thing I can do. People could read my book, Light Atonement. In there, as you have said, that, you know, there are different reflection section where you can do your own journey of, like, realizing who you are and what's your life purpose and how you want to live in the future. So you can do that. In my website, I sell the Crystal Light Program. Those crystals are programmed with love and light and oneness. So, you know, when you are out of your balance, say, emotionally, you can hold the crystal and connect to that. So those are the things that, you know, you can do. You can ask questions on my website, and I'll answer. You know, I am here to bring a message, and message is that everyone, you know, the essence is love, and we just simply need to remember it. And we can, each one of us can contribute to human evolution, and we only need to start with small steps, and everyone can do it. So that's the message I want to bring out.
Yes, and small steps. That's a great thing to say, because sometimes we think things are too big for us, and how could I possibly make a change in the world because there's so many problems. And so it's taking the small steps that get us there. Well, thank you so much, Arianna, for being here today and talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great speaking with you, Chris.
Thank you. And everybody, you can find her website is www.astarchild.com, and she has a Facebook page too. If you look up Arianna, Ariyana, and I'm on her website, you can find her blog and discover what the messages that she's bringing forward. And be sure to check out her book, Light Atonement. Okay, so I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom Foundation, and we just had our annual conference, which is the core of Woman of Wisdom, is our conference every February, but we do other things during the year. We have drum circles coming up next weekend, and our big event in the spring is a pampering day for women, and right now we have a call out for practitioners. If you're a healer, a reader, so, you know, astrology, tarot reader, shamanic healer, any of that, it's a gift to give that to our community, and it is a fundraiser, and you can find out about that at our website, womanofwisdom.org, and just click on programs, the bar on the top of the programs, and scroll down and see Sacred Pampering Day, and you can look at how you can participate, and then tickets will be available to purchase soon for people who want to receive the pampering, which is just a really fun day where you can just have a day for yourself to let go of the stress that's in your life and have a time of quietness, of stillness, of touching in with discovering who you are. So also, please look at my website is chrysalisleadership.com. I do work on unleashing the powerful leader within and do circle leadership work and consulting and lead empowerment circles for women. So I would love to hear from you. You can email me at Chris, K-R-I-S, at chrysalisleadership.com. Okay, well, I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.